This is Philip Nelson.
You're a senior and all, but considering everything you've been through and all, have you, and I know it's early because you still got a full year here, but have you given any consideration to applying for a sixth year to be able to come back next year?
Absolutely. You know, and I'm not exactly sure how that all works, but I know that according to what I understand is you can't really figure that out until after the season.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're going to try for that, but, you know, I think I'm just trying to stay focused on this season, and then after that we'll deal with that.
Thanks.
How did you wind up here? Did you have some kind of connection there?
Yeah, I had some family friends out in Raleigh. Rob Cass, yes, quarterback here back a couple years ago. They kind of, you know, told me to check out ECU, and, you know, I did, and Ruff ended up giving me the shot. So.
How did you know Rob?
It was a uncle's, one of my uncles works with him in national recognition products, and, you know, they sell, you know, celebration gifts and whatnot, and rings, you know, the rings, and so I was able to get that connection. So.
I mean, how much did you know about East Carolina football when that, the name first came up?
I knew they had the coolest jerseys and the coolest colors, and I knew of Chris Johnson, and so, I mean, I knew of East Carolina. I had definitely heard of Shane, too, so being able to see a guy like Shane throw for as many yards as he did and having such a great career, you know, that helped me out here, too.
Philip, I watched the movie Woodlawn last night, and faith is a big part of that movie. I see you got a wrist deal there. Talk a little bit about how faith and that relates to football for you, if you would.
You know, it's a huge part of my life, and, you know, it's only gotten stronger and stronger as I've gotten older, and, you know, I owe, you know, all glory to God. I mean, I praise Him, and, you know, I'm so thankful for the opportunity that He's blessed me with, and I truly believe that, you know, there's a reason why I'm here, and, you know, I want to be able to use this platform to kind of share my story, and, you know, that strong faith, you know, it helps you out in life, and, you know, I'm just extremely blessed for it, and that's why that's a very important aspect of my life.
As much pressure as you can be under as a quarterback, it's good to know that you're not doing it alone, that you've got somebody that you can rely on.
Right.
Talk a little bit, if you would, about the situation when your main competition withdrew more or less, and it was obvious that you were going to be the starter, and what happened with you personally at that point. How did your focus change?
It didn't really change, honestly. You know, the focus has always been the same thing, and that's to be, you know, the best football player I can be for this team, and the best teammate I can be. And, you know, once that happened, it was, you know, sort of a milestone, but at the same time, I mean, there's much bigger goals that I had in sight than just that. So, and as a team, we have, you know, team goals. So, you know, it's just a starting point, and we have plenty more to reach. So,
Phil, talk if you would about being a leader, because Coach Mo says that's one of your better qualities, is your leadership ability within the team.
Yeah, you know, I think leadership's kind of always been something that has came natural to me. You know, I'm a people person. I can work with different types of people, and I really enjoy my teammates. I really do, and I love hanging around all of them, not just one or two. And I make it known to them that I'll do anything for them. So then, you know, most of them will do anything for me. And so it's about getting to know these guys, being able to learn what type of person they are, to be able to push them in the right way. So that's kind of something that I've done through a lot of, you know, reading books and things like that. So it's awesome.
Do you feel comfortable working with Coach Peterson, and do you feel like you're comfortable in this offense?
Absolutely. I think this offense makes a lot of sense to me. You know, I've been in four different offenses in, you know, 4 years, and this is the one that makes the most sense to me. It's my favorite one. If I were ever to be a coach, it would be I'd use this offense, and you know, so I really enjoy it.